Payroll employment increased by 313,000 in February 2018, significantly above expectations.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its February 2018 non-farm payroll employment, which recorded an increase of 313,000. Significantly higher than expectations. Despite of that spike, the total number of jobs created in the 12 months ending in February of this year is still 7% below the same period of the prior year. Unemployment rate, however, has remained unchanged at 4.1% since last October. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953, and its highest level was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest realistic unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment rate. And to nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly that rate has to be. From 3.4% in the 1960s, that rate increased to 5% in the 90s, then dropped to 4% earlier this century. The current labor market is almost at full employment level, although many economists believe that the unemployment rate can drop to as low as 3.8% this year. Okay, but how many people are actually unemployed? The total number of officially unemployed was 6.7 million people in February. The official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed ranks, which is hovering close to 1.6 million people, are not counted as unemployed, since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. The biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. They don't think of themselves as such. There are 5.1 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our unemployment rate for February becomes 8.2%. This rate is known as the U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. And the lowest it has ever been is 6.8% in October of 2000. New technological improvements come as waves. And the newest wave is automation through advanced artificial intelligence. And this wave is upon us. This one will significantly change the face of employment. We need to understand it so that we can prepare and thus reduce its impact on our socioeconomic structure. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.